Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is, yes, Friday. It's Friday! The weekend's coming, but it doesn't matter because 24/7, 7 days a week. It's Friday, October 7th, 2022. Look, I'm not a big fan of hitting like, for example, the news. I'd like to give 24-hour soak time at different events. So that's kind of what we're doing here. A couple of things, though. You know, over the last week, just looking back over the last week, what have we seen? Man, what a mess of things that we've seen, in my view. And I'm looking off to my right, your left, if you're looking at this. And I'm just going through my notes over the last week. And one of the big things that I got a problem with are these, what we're seeing, this weaponization of the FBI. You know this, and I've talked about this all week, but you have this goon squad of jackbooted FBI thugs raiding the home of a pro-life advocate who prayed and sang outside of a baby part chop shop. Okay, really. You have all sorts of arrests being made from J6 through the domestic violent extremists or anything but. And so those are some of the bigger issues at play. But with me right now is none other than Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And for the most part, he is going to basically run the show. And there's a reason for that. I may have to step away from the microphone during this broadcast tonight, but you know what? That's the way it goes, because there are some things being moved in the studio, and I might get crushed if I don't move. So having said that, I don't want to take any more time from Ted Brower. I want to introduce him, but also before I do, I want everyone to go to healthmasters.com. Please do that now, because, you know, Eric the Tech started feeling bad Wednesday. It started feeling bad Thursday, and Not too good today. You got to pray for Eric the Tech because he's sick. But the fact of the matter is, that's when you really bulk up on vitamin C and, of course, all of the nutritional supplements offered at healthmasters.com. And I believe, just from my own experience, I got to tell you, I think I'd be a lot sicker in different respects at different times in my life had it not been for Health Masters. So healthmasters.com. And while you're there, make sure you listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, heard daily. It's in the upper right-hand corner. But without any further ado, here is Ted Brower. Ted, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, Doug. It's always my pleasure to be on with you. It's been a long time since I've been on. And the active coupon code is HR5 right now for Health Masters, 5% off for all the supplements at Health Masters that aren't currently on sale or any kits. And thank you. And also, since I haven't been on with you guys, gosh, it's almost been 3-4 months now, I want to thank you for the outpouring of love that you've expressed for Sharon and the amount of flowers that you sent. I mean, we literally covered the front of the church with daisies and roses, and we gave a child of the Most High God an incredible send-off. And I want to thank you guys for all that you've done and all of your prayers. I really, really appreciate all of you. Thank you. Also, I want to announce that I've got an email address. In fact, this was kind of like Doug's idea. He said to me a couple months ago, he said, you know, why don't you start an email? We have people could talk and ask questions. And we set it up as askdrtedb@yahoo.com. askdrtedb@yahoo.com. And that is actually a direct email to me. And it will actually give you the ability to ask me questions. Now, if you got a lot of in-depth health questions, I understand that a lot of you will have those. Do me a favor, call the phone number for our office and speak to Steve. He's much better equipped to handle all that stuff because he really is in this every single day. And I'm not even down at the office much anymore. And he can really give you a lot of insight as to what you need and what you need to take as far as different ailments. You know, there's all kinds of natural ways to help maintain healthy blood pressure. There's all kinds of natural ways to help maintain healthy blood sugar. And we need to understand all of that, is a better alternative in most cases, almost every single case, than starting off with drugs. Yeah, you know, I mean, I used to say I'd do these big seminars all over the country, and I'd be speaking to 40,000 people, and I'd ask them, I'd say, how many of you have friends or children that have been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD? And probably everybody would raise their hands to these giant groups. And I would say, well, you know, the treatment protocol for these kids is either Adderall or Ritalin. And the problem with that is these are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan. These are strong, strong drugs, strongest category you can be, and it still be a legal drug. And so would you really think that the best choice of options as far as a child with ADD or ADHD would be to start them off on a Schedule II drug? Or maybe you want to try dietary change. Maybe you want to stabilize their blood sugar. You may want to check for red dyes and the blue dyes and the yellow dyes and see how that works. Because in many cases, when you change their diet, you're going to have all kinds of great response with these kids without the use of any drugs at all. The same thing is true with headaches. If you've got a problem with headaches, you know, you don't have a deficiency of aspirin or Tylenol or any kind of painkiller. You don't have that deficiency. There's something going on. It could be blood sugar again. And so you got to be really, really careful when you go out and you start taking drugs for conditions that can easily be corrected in many cases without the use of these drugs. I mean, we've got a great product. It's called HGH stimulated. Actually, it's a nitric oxide supplement. And then we have another product called N-acetylcysteine, NAC, that works really well. And if you have shortness of breath in many cases, or start having lung problems in many cases, you can start taking these types of products and really help get the oxygen back up in your bloodstream without having to take drugs or going into the emergency room. Now, if you are really having a heart attack or something like that, you probably need to go to the emergency room immediately and call 911. But the reality is always think through what you're doing and what's going to happen to you from the side effects of the drugs you're taking. That's really, really important because, guys, in many cases, there's all kinds of natural alternatives to maintaining healthy blood pressure, maintaining healthy blood sugar, having children that are really healthy in school, and basically without the use of these narcotics and Schedule II drugs. I mean, look what's going on right now. They're pushing benzodiazepines now to the entire population of the country over the age of 18. The same thing that Purdue Pharma did with the Sackler family, you know, pushing OxyContin, and they got 65 million people hooked on opiates now. Now they want to get, you know, I guess 65 million more people addicted to the benzodiazepines, which are actually a harder addiction to come off of than the opiates are. You can actually die from coming off of those too fast. So be very, very, very careful when they want to put you on drugs that are going to be quote unquote treating different types of anxiety attacks or any types of problems as far as mood swings or depression. I've written entire articles at the website at healthmasters.com that you can read about that and natural protocols to help maintain good, healthy moods, good, healthy brain health by using supplements and eating the right kind of foods. That's really, really important, like B vitamins and, you know, omega-3 fats, vitamin D3. All of those have been shown to really increase mood and make you feel really, really good. But there's an article I want to read here today, or part of it, from Paul Craig Roberts.
Before you get into that, I just want to ask you one question.
I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't know you were still here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm still here until I say I gotta go. Otherwise, I'm gonna get crushed.
All right.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm glad you're here.
All right. Let me ask you this question, just to be clear. Okay. Ask Dr. Ted Brower at yahoo.com. Is it Ask Dr. Ted B? Or I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. It's askdrtedb@yahoo.com.
Okay.
I think Eric has it up on the screen.
All right. I will put that in the program description box for today, folks. If you have any questions, short, no. Okay. I mean, reasonable questions. Send them to that address, right?
Also, one more thing. When you send me an email, do me a favor, send me your photograph. You say, why do you want my photograph? Because I pray for you guys every day. And I really want to be able to see who I'm praying for. And so send me a photograph and I'll go ahead and set up a contact for you there. And I'll put your picture in this. So when you contact me back or email me back, I won't have to try to scroll back to try to find out what you said prior. I will just basically see the photograph and I should recognize you because
it's a good idea.
It works. Oh gosh, Doug, it makes all the difference in the world. And then a lot of people are sending me their wives. The wives are sending me their families, their husbands, their children. They're sending me whole family group shots. And it's great. I love it. And so it gives me the opportunity then to see who I'm talking to when I pray for them. And also when I receive emails from them. And now I'm going to ask one more favor since we're talking about this again. Don't send me ugly emails, please. I mean, don't do that. I'm just going to block you.
I thought you were going to send, don't send me ugly pictures. I'm going to say, I can't help it, man. But okay.
No, I don't mind the ugly pictures. I'm okay with that. It's fun because the reality is this. You know, I've been through a lot last few months, and I opened this up a couple, you know, about 6 weeks ago on my show. And of course, some of the people had to just start taking cheap shots at me. And I finally asked the audience, I said, look, have I not been enough? You got to send me ugly emails. And I'm talking about 1% of the time because I've been deluged with emails. You know, 1%, I got to delete, block, delete, block, delete, block. Don't do that. if you want to disagree with me something on that, just give me 6 months to kind of get my head right. If you want to start disagreeing now, also,
all right, Ted, I'm going to kick it. Ted, I'm going to officially kick it over to you. Okay, go ahead.
All right. And if you decide you want to send me, 50 questions, I won't be able to answer those either. That's really important. You know that. Just send me a quick email. I'm praying for you every day. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Now, there's a really interesting article here, and it's by Paul Craig Roberts. I was going to get Doug's feedback on this, so maybe he'll come back in a little bit. But it's called Minds Caught in a Steel Trap. And it said, in America today, it is no longer possible for liberals and conservatives, left and right, Republicans and Democrats, blacks and whites, men and women, to debate issues. The reason is that for liberals, leftists, Democrats, blacks, and feminists, the issues are settled. Conservatives and Republicans are racist, white supremacists. I will also put it, they're neo-Nazi skinheads, colonialists, and threats to the American democracy, and heterosexual men are misogynists, and there is nothing to talk about. The guilty parties are known as the voices of truth in place of debate. The guilty parties are censored and silenced, which is the job of print, the TV, the FBI, the employers, and social medias. It goes on to say, feminists teach women to hate men. White liberals teach blacks to hate white people. Woke leftists infuse white kids with guilt and teach them to hate themselves and their parents and to accept privileges awarded to the oppressed. Gender depends on what you claim it to be, not a biology or your body parts. A society this confused and disunited by mutual hate is incapable of going to war with real nations like Russia, China, or Iran. Now, this is very, very interesting when he wrote this article today, because I've seen a lot of stuff he's written, and I like the way he writes. He goes on to say, towers of Babel have no unity. The destruction of unity is the Democrats' aim. Not only do Democrats champion open borders that serve to replace white American citizens while draining their pocketbooks for support of immigrant invaders, but also Democrats champion identity politics, which guarantees that there will be no unity of the population. The former Marxian victim of the working class today is the MAGA Republican victimizer against the Biden and the FBI have declared war. It says Washington is in its stupidity, seems to be inclined to conduct a war against Russia while it conducts a civil war against half of its own population. The 21st century began in violence, will continue in that mode. Now, I want to make some comments on this real quick. And this is important that we kind of get together on this. You know, I agree with 99% of this article. He really has done a good job describing this. And this all came to us from the Frankfurt School, which was a Marxist think tank that was out of Goethe University in Germany in 1933. It had originally started in Moscow during the quote-unquote communist revolution and was moved into Germany to try to overthrow the German government and have them become Marxist and leave free enterprise. And the German people, a lot of them went to this. A lot of them refused to do it. Now, this group left Germany in 1933 because of the election process and who was elected. But the reality was this, well, Hitler got in office, and that's why they left. And they left and went back to Switzerland. They fled. And then they left there and went to Columbia University. And this is that group that has been working in our university systems and our school systems now and our educational systems throughout the entire country that has completely brought us cultural Marxism. They're the ones that have brought us all of this stuff that he just mentioned in this letter. He doesn't go into detail on that, but I'm telling you where it originated from. Here's why that happened. In Germany, the German people saw the United States as a city on a hill. They did not want to be a communist country. They wanted to have free enterprise and have a strong work ethic. And they refused to embrace the socialist ideology of Marxist and Lenin and Stalin. And so they decided to fight against it and not allow this into their systems and school systems. They also had massive burning of books. Now, in the United States, we're also being accused of being book burners now because we're taking the transgender books and the homosexual propaganda out of the public libraries, and we're basically getting rid of them. So now we're being accused of burning books. The majority of the books that were burned in Germany in 1933 were the same types of books. They were basically transgender books, sexual books, pornography books, and books that basically destroyed the unity and the fabric of the society in Germany. And the government at that time said, we don't want that here. We're trying to build a nation state, and we don't want to have it destroyed internally and turning it into a Tower of Babel. Very, very important that people understand this, that we're not burning books in the United States, but the same liberal media that is controlled by State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock and the Bloodline families controls the media. They control the TV. They control the movies. They control all major media. All major media is controlled by these guys. And I hate to say this, a lot of alt media. And when you understand that the alt media has been compromised in many cases, they won't tell you the truth about what I'm telling you today. It's because they've been told not to. We're under the control of an ancient Canaanite religious cult. It's a sex death cult. And it started with the ancient Canaanite religions after the flood and after Noah. And they started sacrificing their children to these quote unquote gods of Baal and Moloch and Asherah that continue to be part of ancient history all the way into the Egyptian years, and was all put together in a book called the Zohar in 72 AD. And this group of Kabbalist Luciferian Satanists that the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan has been ruling the earth and ruling global politics since the beginning with Moses. And it's the same group that's being led by the fallen angels. And you think, well, Ted, that sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I'm just telling you what it is. And this same group has been doing this and orchestrating world events and world affairs forever. And what they've wanted to do from the beginning of time is bring back Genesis chapter 6, where every thought was evil all the time. When in my opinion, they were using giant pyramids all over the planet as energy transformers to basically create an energy field around the planet that was super negative, and people's thoughts were being controlled probably through some type of D-way computer or some type of interchange as far as from a mental standpoint. Because remember, Lucifer is not omnipresent. He cannot be everywhere at once like God is. And God saw what he was doing, and he got rid of basically flushed the planet, flooded it all, turned off all of the transmitters, got rid of the magnetic ley lines that were supposedly powering these transmitters and these pyramids, which this is all speculation on my part from all the stuff that I've read. And the reality is they want that old world order back. They want the open sacrifice in the streets. They want they want to be, you know, sacrificing to the Roman gods. They want to be sacrificing to the ancient Israelite gods of Baal and Canaan, you know, the ancient Canaanite gods of Moloch and Asherah. And this is what they want. And if you read in the Old Testament with ancient Israel, God finally scattered them and destroyed the nation state of Israel thousands of years ago because they would not stop sacrificing their children to Moloch, or we could call it today in our current vernacular, for more abortions. And, you know, and postpartum abortions. And now California, they want to be able to let babies lay on the table after they've been born and basically decide within a few hours or a few days whether they should just go ahead and have the child, you know, executed. This is sick. This is no different than the ancient Canaanite religions and what they did with the sacrificing of their children in the arms of Baal, where they would heat a statue up that had his arms outstretched until the statue was glowing red, lay that child into that statue on those arms that were glowing red, and cook that child and kill that child and sacrifice that child. This is the same group of people who have been running this planet now for thousands of years, and they haven't changed. And it says in Genesis 6, they were here before the flood and after the flood. So we need to understand that. Last year, or maybe 2 years ago now, when we were doing the COVID two-step, and everybody was trying to stay masked and trying to do everything they could do, I was featured on a national Christian broadcast TV show that had 64 million potential listeners on their cable networks. And I basically said the same thing that I just said to you guys on that network. It was a 30-minute broadcast. And I'll never forget, the host of the show called me up like 4 months later, 3 months later, and he goes, they've pulled the YouTube down almost immediately. And I said, okay. And he goes, and we put it back up again, and they pulled it back down again. And they told us that if we put the information back out that you're putting out there, that they will take our entire webpage off and take and delete all of our content from the internet, you know, through YouTube. And he said, we can't put your video back up. I said, wow, that's crazy. But he told me the truth. See, when we just found out through the Freedom of Information Act that probably close to $1 billion was spent and going in and taking and bribing and controlling media, mainstream media and alt media and Christian media with the COVID propaganda they pushed out for years, promoting the kill shot to people. And now we have an entire generation of people in this country that are dying of all kinds of neurological problems and clot shots, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, I want to pull this up for you right quick and talk about this. This is an absolutely alarming thing that's happening. A brain damaged nation. Neurological diseases explode in 2021 after COVID-19 vaccines, 100,000% increase in strokes. Now, this is an article by Brian Shilhavi, I guess that's how you pronounce his name. And he goes, the year 2021 will go down in history as the year of the COVID-19 vaccine and the lives that were destroyed by an experimental gene therapy shot that was rushed to market by the billions of dollars that were given to Big Pharma in 2020 by Trump's Operation Warp Speed and then unleashed on the public with no testing by using emergency use authorizations. And now what I want to talk about in this is the side effects of all of this stuff and who's basically getting and coming down with these different types of problems associated with this. But by using the VAERS report, we find out, according to the CDC, that about 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So basically, it's pretty safe to realize the VAERS report is basically able to figure out a lot of the side effects now. And we will see, for example, that causes aphasia, which they said is what Bruce Willis came down with, or the inability to comprehend or formulate language, is increased by 6,808% in 2021. Cases of palsy, primarily Bell's palsy, facial paralysis, increased by 3,614%. I know somebody who has that from this in 2021. And cases of endocephalopathy, diseases of the brain, have increased 3,128% in 2021. And cases of strokes, primarily ischemic strokes, blood clots in the brain, have increased by an incredible, listen to this, this is really, really important, 101,863% following the COVID-19 vaccines in 2021. Guys, Austin and I on the Ted Austin Brower Show, I warned you this was going to happen. I told you they were going to come in now and say, now we have sudden death syndrome. Now we're having people that are laying down and or they're taking these herbal supplements or they're taking their vitamins and they're dying. And, you know, and we think it's the vitamins that are killing people. They're never going to admit in the mainstream media what they've done to you. They're never going to admit in the mainstream media about all the people that are dying from these quote unquote vaccines and kill shots that were given to, apparently on this article, 80% of the population. They're going to continue to obfuscate the truth and let you know this was genocide against the population of the planet. This is eugenics to only allow a certain elect group to breed or the ones they elect to breed. And we've got a group of people now that are actually standing in line at about 300,000 people a day, supposedly, that are getting the next round of boosters for the clot shot. I've got a friend of mine. He was a car salesman. I don't think he'll ever come back to work over in Tampa. And I remember I saw him, oh gosh, it was probably 6 months ago. And I was talking to him about the vaccine and warning him about it. He goes, oh, no, I've already taken the shot and all the boosters I could get. I stood in line and I got the shot. I'm like, okay, well, have you had any problems with blood clots? He goes, well, no, I haven't had any problems with blood clots. I said, okay. So about 2 months later, I call him up and he has gangrene in his left foot. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, I've got blood clots in my left leg and right leg. I said, oh. And I said, he says, they're going to have to go in there and strip these things out because I can't, the clot dissolving drugs won't take care of them because they're really not blood clots. They're a different type of fibrous tissue. And I looked at him, I said, I'm so sorry. And he goes, I guess I should have taken the shot, should I? And I said, no, you shouldn't have. And he goes, well, they're telling me it has nothing to do with shot. And I said, that's of course what they're going to do. Of course they're going to tell you that. But he's never been able to return to work after the surgery. And there's a possibility he's not even going to live. And we see all of this stuff happening all over the world now in all of these different countries that were basically forced to take this injection. And so many people were forced to take the injection because they were going to lose their jobs. So many people were forced to take the injection because their employers mandated it. So many people were forced to take the injection because, you know, they couldn't associate with people or go out into public or they had to wear masks constantly if they didn't have the shot on. This was a CIA psychological operation against all of us is what it was. Full-blown PSYOP. And it was done against the entire population of the United States and the entire population of the world. And I know I'm being redundant. I know a lot of you guys already know this information, but the reality is this is what's happened to us. And this is why so many people are so sick right now and having to be hospitalized. They've had so many strokes. 100,000% increase in strokes. That's mind-boggling. And a lot of funeral directors are now saying that all the people who've gotten the shots are coming out with these rubbery-type clots in their bodies, and they can't really properly embalm the body because the clots are blocking the flow of the embalming fluid. I mean, this is a mess, guys. And more people are finally beginning to realize what a horrible mistake they made. Now, the only saving grace we've got with all of this, a lot of the shots didn't have the same death rates. A lot of the shots, in my opinion, were placebos. A lot of the shots were being tested as far as what type of death rate they were going to have by different batch numbers and different batch groups as far as placebos. This is the real bad batch. This is the next bad batch. This is the next bad batch. Let's do it in certain parts of the country and basically see what happens. Because had they done this with a shot that was going to kill pretty much everybody who took it in the very beginning, there would have been a massive blowback by the American population and the world population in not taking the shot. But what an insidious plan, isn't it? They take a shot, they give you a placebo. You have no idea if you got the real shot or the placebo shot, but you feel great. You don't have a bit of problems. You never get sick. You feel good. And now all of a sudden your friend says, have you had the shot? You go, oh yeah, I feel great. And suddenly they get the shot and also they have a stroke or they have brain hemorrhage or they have palsy or they have basically paralysis in their face. Look at Justin Bieber and all these other people that were promoting the shot who now have facial paralysis or other health issues. You think, well, it may not have been the shot. That's what they always do, isn't it? I saw this years ago. I wrote a book written a lot of books. And the book was called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children. And I started looking at the smoking gun of the vaccines, particularly the MMR shot, causing a lot of the problems with autism in the kids, which now some scientists are saying is 1 in 30 in boys, which is absolutely horrific with autism. And I started talking about all of the research that was being shown, how the mercury or the aluminum or the adjuvants of these shots were causing this massive increase in autism. And I still had people come in and said, well, you know, you can't prove that conclusively. And here's why you can't prove it conclusively. You can see it, and you can see it from an anecdotal standpoint. But I can't set up a clinical double-blind study that's going to come in and say, by the way, I'm going to try to give your child autism. I'm going to have a control group over here, and I'm going to give them a placebo, but I'm going to inject this group with this particular compound, which has been shown to cause autism. So we want to find out what the real numbers are, what the real percentage of children are who are going to come down with autism by doing this double-blind clinical study on children. It's not medically ethical. Well, the COVID shot went another step further than that. They didn't even do any clinical studies. Some of them haven't even tested on animals, you know, and they've never been tested in detail as far as what they needed to be tested on in pregnant women and their offspring and long-term effects for these children that are dying now after their mothers received the shots while they were in utero with them. All of these things have been done to us, again, for eugenics and genociding the population of this country. There's a reason the Deagle Report said that by 2025, we're going to have 100 million people left in this country. And it's sad to me because all of these things are being done and being orchestrated through the World Economic Forum. It's basically giving all of these money and these fundings. And they also did a whole bunch of funding for Fauci, you know, to basically push this entire genocidal program on the entire planet. Because back in the 50s, the Deagle scholars, they got together. In fact, it wasn't the Deagle scholars, it was called the Jason scholars. The Jason scholars got together and they said that the most important problem they had on the planet was overpopulation. And they had to find a way to reduce the population of the planet as quickly and as efficiently as possible. This is back in the 50s. And these were the top scientists in the world. And so what they've done over the years, they started introducing BPA, bisphenol A. They started putting all these chemicals into the food supply. They started putting hormones into the food supply, which has drastically reduced the fertility of men up to 90% now as far as reduction of sperm count. It has drastically reduced the fertility in women. And it's caused all of these problems. And now they're pushing the transgender agenda because these guys, they worship this snake in a tree they call Einsof. He's a gay snake. He's an hermaphrodite. And he's in a tree. And they think he's God, which is about as stupid as it gets. And they believe that the closest expression to God will be to be as this hermaphroditic snake is, to be a transgender. And they believe that if they invert the entire population of the planet and make it evil all of the time, they can resurrect their serpent god. This is what the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan believes. And if we understand that, we start to finally realize the extent of the incredible insanity and the incredible evil that they brought upon us. This is why they're doing all this stuff with the transgenders and the kids, because they feel if a person's gay or if a person's a transgender, they're at least one step closer to God than a heterosexual be. That's why heterosexual men who are alpha males are all now considered misogynistic. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I found myself now in a very strange place of, you know, being single at my age, and I am shocked at the culture and how it's changed so much. I mean, it's ludicrous. And I've had my friends who've been single for a long time, and they told me, they said, well, Ted, we're sorry you're in the middle of this now since the passing of your wife, but it's changed. Everything has changed from what you thought it was going to be, because this entire world, this entire planet, everything has changed. And I find that is absolutely the truth. And the sad part about it is the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't change. Jesus said, I've come to bring light into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And so we have this whole group of people out there that are the evil ones that are doing this through pharmakia and through the drugs they're giving us and the injections they're giving us that want to change the entire population of the planet. It started with cultural Marxism in the 30s. And what they did is they came a step further with that. They went with the MK Ultra program, which was a continuation of the mind control experiments of Nazi Germany and the concentration camps. In fact, Mind Controller is spelled with an MK. That's in German. And they continue to do this with all their different things as far as destroying the very culture of the United States. Back in the 20s, they tried to do it in the United States, but they had a whole bunch of unwanted pregnancies, and that quickly came to a halt as far as the promiscuous sex they were having in the 20s. But in the 60s, because of birth control pills and the intrusion into the university campuses by Timothy O'Leary with the drugs and all the other things, because I'm a product of the 60s and 70s, what we found was this. We had a group of people that basically infiltrated our schools and our university system, started pushing cultural Marxism and women's feminism and women's liberation. Now, that's what happened in the 60s. I was there. Don't tell me it didn't, because it did. And we suddenly started to have free sex, free love, free everything. And we had birth control. And we also had a whole plethora of STDs that were running around. And so this destroyed the culture of the family back in the 60s, because no longer did you have a male and a female working, or the husband working, supporting the mother and the children. Now you had a group of women who also want to go out and get PhDs and become career women, et cetera, et cetera. And guys, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. I don't. I don't have a bit of problem with a woman being a, you know, a career woman, being a PhD, or being a medical doctor or attorney or whatever. But the whole thing is, when you do that, and you're married and you've got kids, you've got to really work at maintaining the culture of the family and the unity of the family unit under God and under Jesus. And if you do that, it's no big deal. But if you allow it to split all that and change all that, it becomes something that you basically can't control any longer. And the society completely gets destroyed. There was an interesting text that I sent out today. And this is a strange one. And you guys will see this. I'm going to read it to you. And it's Mancow sent it to me. He's a good friend of mine. And he sent it to me this morning. He goes, marry someone who thanks God for you, not someone who takes God from you. I'll repeat that. Marry someone who thanks God for you, not someone who takes God from you. And it's very important that we understand that, that, you know, especially now where I find myself, you know, I want to make sure when I start dating again, you know, I'm not anywhere near ready to get married. That's going to be a long, long time. But I start seeing people for companionship or going to games or going to movies or whatever. It's going to be all about the relationship with Jesus and the relationship with God. And I've talked to so many ladies now that are basically, I've talked to them and friends of mine over the years, and many of them are married and just good friends. They were friends of mine and Sharon's. And they told me, they said, the most important thing in a relationship, as I already knew with Sharon, is that you have to have God centered in the middle of it, and you have to have a Christ mindset in it. And what I learned for you folks that are single, here's what I learned. When you're in a relationship, and I was in that relationship with Sharon, I was married to her 38 years, is this. When you have a relationship, it can't be 50-50, because everybody's fighting on who's in control. It has to be 100% and 100%, and then it works. I was always 100% willing to do whatever Sharon needed me to do. She was always 100% willing to have me do whatever I needed her to do, and that made it a really, really good, fun marriage. If it's like that, it could work very, very well, but it has to be Christ-centered. Yesterday, I got an email. And it was about our show, and I'm going to read you this. And it was interesting. Because I looked at it yesterday, and someone was basically criticizing me because I was talking about Jesus during the show, and they didn't want me to do that. They wanted me to have a little blurb at the end of the show and say, hey, look, you know, you talk about Jesus too much. We've got to find a way that you can do the show like, you know, Dragnet did, just the facts. And if you want to mention Jesus cursory at the end, you basically are going to be, you know, doing a better show. And I said to her, I said, I'm not going to do that. And I want to read you the exact response that I had on that. But what happened? I get so many emails. I've lost it. My iPad went blank. But I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, my show is built on Jesus, nothing less. And my heart beats for the great I am. And for me to do anything besides being led by the Holy Spirit in my talk show with Austin would be an affront as far as I'm concerned to the Holy Spirit. Because guys, listen to me. If we keep ourselves Christ-centered, we're going to do a whole lot better than we are right now. And I heard it once said that we don't have a political solution to a spiritual problem. And what we have here in the United States is a spiritual rot from the inside out. It's because of the destruction of the nuclear family. And this women's liberation movement continued to push all the way through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And then they brought the internet to us. And by the time they brought the internet to us, they had already seeded the population with pornography using Playboy and Penthouse and all these different magazines the guys could go buy. And then they decided to dump all that porn onto the internet for free for everybody to look at. And that's destroyed a lot of the men. And the women basically don't understand that if a man doesn't have relations with her on a regular basis, he gets to pay a massive increase of prostate cancer. Just thought I'd mention that to you ladies. And also with that, a lot of the women basically don't want to have relationships with their husbands, and the husbands don't want to have relationships with their men. And a lot of them are getting addicted to pornography, both men and women. And what ends up happening, it continues to fracture the nuclear family in the United States to the point now where we have husbands and wives that don't even speak anymore. They're basically roommates. We have husbands and wives who don't speak to their children anymore. They're all basically roommates. We have children running wild on TikTok and doing all kinds of crazy stuff and staying up all night, you know, basically doing social media and not even thinking about how they're affecting other people in their lives or in their families because of their lack of going to bed at night and staying up all night and sleeping all day. All of this stuff was designed on purpose to destroy the nuclear family of the United States. So if they can do this, if they can destroy the nuclear family, What ends up happening is they destroy the culture. It's like Paul Craig Roberts, when I started this at the beginning of the show, and he started talking about the liberals, the whites, the communists, and all the people, and how they've come in now and turned the United States into a country like the Tower of Babel. And if we understand that's where we are, then we have to do only one thing. We got to drop on our knees. And I pray for you guys every day. And I really, really, really appreciate what you do as far as supporting Health Masters. I mean, when you guys buy your toothpaste from us, which is fluoride free, which also, if you have fluoride in your diet and the water, the toothpaste, it lowers your IQ scores. Just thought I'd mention that. Children should never be given fluoride at any point in their developmental years. And they should be kept off sugar to keep their teeth strong. But guys, when you get your fluoride-free toothpaste or your mouthwash or your deodorants or your vitamins from healthmasters.com, you can use the HR5 coupon code. What it does, it supports with the stuff that I'm telling you today. Now, if you've got other shows that you're watching and other people that you're supporting, I commend you for that. But guys, it's very, very important that we all look at supporting alt media and supporting the shows that we know are telling the truth. Because guys, every single thing I've told you today, I can document. I can put, on the screen, I can show you the book, chapter, and verse, not only in the Bible, but also in the articles that have been written and the research that's been done. And we've got ourselves in a mess in the United States. I mean, they're pushing us to war with Ukraine. We should have never gotten involved in that. Look what's happened to Europe now with the pipeline being blown up and all of the problems they're having over there as far as getting gas into Germany for the wintertime. Look at the mistakes they've made as far as, putting all of these sanctions on Russia. Say, well, we need to support the Ukraine, okay, to the destruction of our own country, to $5, $6, $8, $12 a gallon diesel fuel and gasoline for your own car. The Ukraine has been basically shelling that area in Donbass for many years now and basically killing a lot of people. And Russia got involved in it because those were Russians they were killing and basically came in there and did what they've done. Now, I don't agree with any of it, but I also don't agree with us getting involved in any of it. I don't agree with anybody getting involved with other activities and wars on the other side of the world and charging the American taxpayer to do it. Look what just happened in Florida with this hurricane we've had out here. It said this is the most costly storm ever as far as storms that have been out there. And what we have now is basically a situation where we're still sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukraine. But what about the people that have lost their homes? What about the people that have lost their lives and their families? What about the people that have lost their pets? What about the people that have lost everything they've ever owned, including their automobiles? And some of them may or may not have been covered with insurance. These people aren't getting any money from our federal government right now. They may set up some disaster relief and they may be able to do something. But why don't we take some of that $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 billion or whatever we sent out of Ukraine and basically not do that again and raise that money for these people that are basically in these disaster zones? To me, that makes more sense. But of course, that's just pure logic, isn't it? If the United States is that wealthy that we can send that kind of money to a country like Ukraine, which is supposed to be the third most corrupt country in the world, just thought I'd mention that, why in the world can't we help our own people? And we see this over and over and over and over again. We saw them putting trillions of dollars into the M1 money supply through all these quote unquote bills they passed for COVID, not even thinking that they were going to have the problem associated with the fact that they shut all these businesses and industries and supply lines down, and people are going to have this extra money juggling around in their savings account, bank accounts. The stock market was going to go up. It was going to cause a massive problem with inflation because the goods and services weren't going to be available because the products weren't available. I ordered a pickup truck a year and a half ago. I never got the truck.
I'm driving it.
Hey, Doug. Doug's back.
Yeah.
Doug, thank you. I was about to run out of breath. Thank you so much.
No, you know what? I'm driving that pickup truck. No, thank you. I just had to move because something came from behind me and, an abundance of caution. But no, I've been listening, okay, because it's been on through in the studio here. And you've made some fantastic points. I'm not going to take your time up anymore. Just give you a chance to breathe. But, hey, I've got a friend in Missouri who got a pickup truck. Just the chip that warms the seats and the chip that takes care of the part of this steering, some mechanism. Apparently, it's not that important because he's driving it. But anyway, they said it's going to be another year before he gets that. So go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I ordered a pickup truck. I never got it. And finally, another truck came in that somebody else had ordered 2 years or whatever before. And they finally bought something else. And I got their truck. And I'm like, this is nuts. And so the truck I ordered last year, I never, ever got. But I got somebody else's truck. And I've got a good relationship with a dealership here in Plant City. It's a Chevy dealership. It's called Stingray. And no, they're not paying me to endorse them, but they're a great dealership. John's the general manager. He's great. And they're really a fair dealership. They're family owned. And I love those guys. They're great. But the reality is that, you know, we can't get inventory for the cars and the parts and the chips, because remember, we carpet bombed the United States by shutting down all these small businesses, carpet bombed it. For months on end, it was carpet bombed and shut down and closed down, and people couldn't get supply lines open. And then we had all that backlog, you know, in the ports and hundreds of ships trying to unload. We have completely, and, you know, and Doug, I said this to you. Remember this 2 years ago when I was doing your show and we were talking about how they were going to close the economy down and shut everything down. I said, the only people that have the authority and the power to do that are the international banks. I said, they're the only ones that could call and trigger something like this and do this. And then we see what happened with the World Economic Forum right after that, and how now they're saying that, what is Klaus Schwab? Klaus Schwab, he goes, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Oh, nothing, you'll know nothing, you'll be happy. And I mean, all these crazy weirdos that come out of the closet, you go, who are these people and how are they telling us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live? And the sad part about it is that when we look at this and we see what's happening to these people and, you know, and how they're controlling the world through the international banks, which are basically this international money supply of these international Rothschild banking communities that run all the central banks in almost every country in the world, they all answer to the same beat of the same drummer. They're told what to do. Remember what Linda Forst, the Rothschild, held the top 100 CFOs of the top 100 Fortune 500 companies and had them on a conference call. They wanted to boycott Georgia because Georgia wanted to have election integrity. And she got all of these people. Heck, I can't even get 10 or 12 staff people that I have on a telephone call or even a meeting at once. How does she get the top CFOs and the top presidents and CEOs of the major 500 or 400 or 300 corporations in the world? Well, the reason for that is because they're owned through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and through the Blood Ridgeline families, which are all financed through the banks and through the International Monetary Funds or the Rothschild banking community. And she has that kind of authority over all of them, and she tells them what to do. And that's why we see this stuff. That's why we see this woke ideology, Doug. That's why we see these groups like Disney coming in. If you look at Disney, look who owns Disney stock. It'll either be BlackRock, State Street, or Vanguard will be the principal owner. And they have what they call circular ownership. They all buy each other's stocks. And they all are owned by the same bloodline families. And they control like 90% of the stock market now. And when you understand that, then you start to realize they also control the media. And they can push a transgender agenda, you know, in a homosexual agenda. And all the things that they can do to try to circumvent God's word that we have. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Always remember something. Doug and I have talked about this at length off air. God is omnipresent. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's not at the end and the beginning part of him. All of him is everywhere all at once. He's in all timelines all at once. He knows the fractional timeline. And if he wants, he can come in and change the fractional timeline. He could change everything. He did it with the flood. He completely flushed the entire planet. He did it with Jesus when he said himself that the image of God Almighty Christ, according to the book of Hebrews. We've done entire shows on this on Doug's broadcast, one of the largest shows he ever had, millions of views on the blood of Jesus and what it means for you guys and what it means for all of us, because we're saved by the blood of the Lamb. He sent Jesus and changed the entire fractal timeline of what was going on 2,000 years ago, and it changed everything. It got rid of the Roman Empire. In an open sacrificial combat to the death, in gladiatorial combat, and crucifying humans and Christians on crosses, to basically a Christian environment, primarily in the Western civilizations for the last 2,000 years. And these guys who run the planet, they don't want a new world order. They want their old world order back that Christ took away from them. They want to have evil all the time, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6. And that's their goal. Let me read you this article from Daily Mail. It says, experts are now warning that anxiety pills could become the next opioid crisis as U.S. task force pushes for every adult age 18 to 65 to be screened for the conditions. Now, they're giving you drugs here that are unbelievably strong. The most common anxiety medications fall into the class of what's called benzodiazepines, with fast-acting drugs like Xanax, Clomipin, Valium, and Ativan being among the group. These things are so incredibly addictive that if you start taking these drugs, you can change your whole body chemistry and you can actually kill yourself. These are harder to come off of than opiates, much harder than opiates. I've got a friend of mine, his name is Mike, Doug. In fact, he has a whole protocol. He has clinics in Australia that take people through opioid withdrawal and Xanax withdrawal, and he has to monitor them. He says that the opioid withdrawal is bad and you feel lousy for a week, he said, but you coming off Xanax, if they're not monitored properly and they're not titrated down properly, they could die. And now they're, remember I mentioned at the beginning of the show that it was Purdue Pharma with the Sackler family that pushed the OxyContin and the oxycodone. And now we've got the same group of bloodline families through Pharmakia. It talks about this in the Bible, about who these people are and what they do with these drugs they push on people. We've got the same group of bloodline families that are coming out now and doing the exact same thing again with these benzodiazepines.
But what about,
and we don't understand.
But Ted, what about the, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but yet I did. What about the fentanyl?
Okay, your show.
Okay. I mean, but, okay, the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border that's killing. I mean, look, I agree with what you're saying. Okay. But for me, this is just in my head. If you got a terminally ill cancer patient that's, you know, staged, and I watched this happen, woman suffered tremendously, okay? They would not give her the appropriate pain medication to manage her pain because they didn't want to get her addicted. She had like a month to live, okay? Yet they're allowing fentanyl to come across the border like nothing. That pisses me off, Ted. I'm just saying.
It pisses me off too, Doug.
Okay, so but again, you're right. You're correct, and I have to throw in here. Okay, right now, look, if you have problems, go to healthmasters.com. I'm telling you right now.
Thanks, Doug.
Your products, in my view, are the best. I could stack them up to any other product on the market. I believe in your products. I believe in what they do. The vitamin C, by the way, that vitamin C, you take enough of it, you could see through walls. Okay, I'm kidding, but I'm not making any claims, obviously. But you'll have the little buggers on the run, okay, with vitamin C and your the immune. Immune boosting protocol that Ted's got, and all of the products. I would not talk about it like this if I didn't take them or believe in it myself. So there it is, healthmasters.com, coupon code HR5. Do it this weekend. In fact, do it now. Put your phone down and go over to the computer and order right now. HR5, coupon code for non-saleable items, or items not on sale. And hey, have at it. And by the way, Purple Sticks. You want a boost of energy? There you go. Back in stock. Love it. Go ahead, sir.
Listen, I want to address this opiate thing, and then we're going to talk about all of the stuff that we're talking about right now, because, Doug, you're absolutely right. They've gotten so strict now on basically giving people morphine and opiate products because they don't. People are dying of cancer. They've got 30 days to live, and they're in excruciating pain, and they can't get the drug. It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. But the reason that's happened is the government allowed the opiates to be raised, you know, freely in Afghanistan while it was under our control. And they had, I think, 2,000 square miles, if I remember, or 1,000 square miles of opiate or poppy in production. I mean, 1,000 square miles, you know, underneath Obama, I believe it was 500, and then it doubled underneath Trump. And they produced huge amounts. But then all of a sudden they figured out they could produce fentanyl in huge amounts. And it was 100 times, 1,000 times more powerful than opiates ever thought about being, as far as from a poppy plant. And now they suddenly, when they discovered the fentanyl, now they suddenly leave Afghanistan. Now there's still poppy being raised in Afghanistan, but the Taliban doesn't like it. But there's still plenty of heroin to go around, and there's plenty of fentanyl to go around. And they open the southern borders and these stuff pour in. But it's not just coming in through the southern borders. It's coming in from other countries on C-130 transport planes. It's coming in via the CIA, which started funding the drug operations of this country back in the 40s and the 50s when they were trying to fund their own operations after they had spoken with Chiang Kai-shek and realized that he had funded a million-man army by doing basically opium for the peasants. And they started running, and they got into bed with Lucky Luciano when the Normandy was sunk at its moorings at Washington Harbor. They started bringing this drug into the Harlem nightclubs as far as the heroin, and then expanded throughout the entire country. And that's how they can get away with not having to go through Congress for money. This whole thing is completely corrupt from stem to stern, including the highest levels of the FBI. Now, there are members of the CIA, and there are members of the FBI that are not corrupt. So I'm not going to say they all are, but the highest levels are. And we saw that all the way back when we had the FBI getting started with the old guy who was the cross-dresser. What was his name, Doug? The head of the FBI for 40, 50 years.
Hoover.
Yes, he was a cross-dressing pervert. And he kept dirt on everybody. And then we got Jeffrey Epstein, and we got Ghislaine Maxwell, and then we got the Mossad involved, we got the CIA involved, we got MI6 involved, we got Snowden involved trying to tell us all the truth. All of this stuff on and on and on. Julian Assange. But yet the American population is so insouciant, they don't want to believe the truth. But Doug's 100% right. When a person is in a terminal condition, they're about to die anyhow. Why would you withhold morphine from them or some type of, you know, drug that would stop the pain? And now also, he's correct too, with the fentanyl coming across the southern borders also. And we have open southern borders. They're porous. They can people just walk across, drive across, fly across, skip across, jump across. They can do anything they want to do. And human trafficking is extremely profitable, especially child human trafficking across the southern borders into the sex slave clubs that are all around the world. And they, I'm not going to go into detail what they do, but they kill these kids. And it's sick. But it's a lot cheaper than it is trying to raise drugs, et cetera. Just bring humans across and then force them to pay money back to you for the money they make in the United States. And if you don't, you'll come in with your Mexican mafioso groups and come into the United States and kill them or their family back home. This is the group right now. This is the same group that we talked about earlier, the ancient Canaanite religious cult that's been running the entire planet and doing all of this stuff. And they do it through pharmakia. Here are the verses, Galatians 5:20. Idolatry, sorcery, which is pharmakia, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, Revelation 9:20. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries, pharmakia, or their sexual immorality or their thefts. This all goes together with this sex death cult. Revelation 18:23, the light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For you, merchants, this is groups, I'm saying this, I'll call them out, State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, were the great men on earth, but by your sorcery, all the nations were deceived. Again, this is pharmakia in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, which is exactly what I do when I'm on the Ted Dawson Brower show, and what's exactly what I do when I'm on the Hagman show. I'm exposing these guys for who they are and what they are. And I'm telling you, we are under the control of an ancient Canaanite cult that has been running the show on this planet for thousands of years, and they're not going away. And the only hope we have is through Christ Jesus. We've all got to have a spiritual revival in this country again. We've got to get on our knees. We've got to stop killing these babies. I'm so glad the Supreme Court did what it did, but it didn't stop abortion, by the way. It just stopped it in certain states and not even totally in most states. And the reality is this, this 60 million that we've sacrificed to Baal or Moloch or Asher or these weirdo abortionists, these weirdo abortion clinics, you know, it's kind of healed the beast. It says in the book of Revelation that the beast had a mortal wound, but it was healed. All of this stuff, the energy that's being released from these young children where they're basically being sacrificed, feeds these entities on the other side of the veil because they've been separated from God and they can't get energy from him any longer because they've turned against him. I've done entire shows on this on the Ted Dawson Brower show, and I've talked about it in depth on Doug's show. But guys, it's so important that we understand we are in the midst of a major spiritual war for the very heart and soul of the United States of America right now, and for the very heart and soul of the entire world. This isn't a game. These guys are playing for blood. They just gave the bulk of the population on this planet, some 5 billion, 6 billion people, a shot that is specifically designed to alter their DNA and cause all types of health problems of these individuals. And we have to stand firm as Christians and understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have to maintain a good attitude and realize that this is the day the Lord hath made, that we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We have to do like it says in the book of Ephesians. We have to put on the full armor of God. And no matter what else happens, we have to stand our ground, is what the book of Ephesians says. That's why I'm so proud of these mothers and fathers, including me and Austin. We went to the school board this past year, and just race came with these guys about cultural Marxism and having all of these communists on the school boards indoctrinating these children into basically sexual perversion at the age of 4. I'm so proud of Governor DeSantis because he's done that and he passed that anti-grooming legislation. And I'm so disgusted with Disney that they stood against DeSantis. And I'm asking all of you guys, if you're planning on coming to Central Florida, there's a lot of things to do here. We have great beaches on the coastal areas. Go to the beach. Don't go to Disney. Why would you support Disney World after what you've seen they've done against Governor DeSantis? They already lost their Reedy Creek exemption. It's their nonprofit status over there because of what they were doing coming against Florida, making everything politicalized. And so, don't allow yourself to come down here and support the very organizations that are trying to destroy you and your family. It's important that we don't do that. Disney's revenue is way down. They've had to massively increase the prices of their parks, and their parks are in disrepair now because they can't get staff to work there anymore, I guess because so many people died from the COVID, I believe, that they basically are not even maintaining the infrastructure any longer. So I tell you guys, do not go to these places that support this agenda. It's very, very, very important. Support Doug Hagman. Support Health Masters. You know I'm telling you guys the truth. When you get your stuff from me or you support Doug or you make donations to Doug, it allows you to support alt media that's telling you guys the truth. Because guys, we're in this together. You know, and if we don't stand together in aggregate, you were going to basically be taken apart individually and basically put into jail. Look what they're doing in January 6th. Look at all those poor people that Donald Trump should have pardoned before he left office. And now we got Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers. They're about to charge him for seditious treason. I mean, he could be in jail for 20, 30 years for that, the rest of his life. For what? You know, there was no coup, as far as I'm concerned, that happened on January the 6th. There were no militia groups coming up there fully armed and marching on the Capitol with bayonets. I didn't see any of that. The only people that got killed were killed by the police up there that I saw. Those people had heart attacks or fell or whatever, had an accident. But the reality is that we have to stand firm and we have to hold our elected officials and hold them accountable. And I always tell people this, Doug, and I'll get your opinion on what you think about this. This has to start at the local level. It has to start with your school board. It has to start with your city commission. It has to start with your county commission. It has to start with your local churches. I was at a meeting 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., you know, for a conference, and I was talking about these secret societies that are running churches and that have infiltrated. You know, I'm talking about Masonic lodges. There's about 10,000 Baptist preachers that are members of Masonic lodges. Why don't you read, if you're a Baptist preacher and you're a member of this, why don't you read Morals and Dogma with Albert Pike? Why don't you let him talk to you about the real purpose of the Masonic lodges is control and basically take care and work with the seething energies of Lucifer. Why don't you take a look at what he said? He was one of your grand champions back in the 1800s. He was pardoned by Johnson, which caused Johnson to get impeached and almost taken out of office because he pardoned Albert Pike. And he's the only Confederate war general that has a statue to him in D.C. at this point because it was laid out on a hexagram and completely controlled through the Masonic lodges, as are many of our city governments, our county governments, and our churches are right now. And they don't want the churches or the pastors to come out and tell you what I just told you. They don't want that. So they circumvent that. They throw the pastor out if they do that. Make sure if you have a deacon or an elder in your church, make sure they're not a member of a secret society. The Bible says, do what you do and do it in the open, that God doesn't like that. Let your light be seen from the housetops so they'll know who you are and what you believe. Don't be going behind the scenes and doing all kinds of weird stuff with secret societies. Stay away from that mess. It's really, really, really important, Doug. What do you think?
I don't think I could keep up with you. We got about 3 minutes left. No, I think everything that you just said, folks, if you have to, rewind that, okay, and listen to that again, because you just went through a course of history that I don't think a lot of people really understand. And that's so important, because right now where we find ourselves, this wasn't all of a sudden. This was planned. And you really, you did a great job laying this out. By the way, folks, in the remaining few minutes we have, please do me a favor. Please, okay, I would consider this a favor. Take care of yourself. Take care of your health. Go to healthmasters.com. HR5 is a coupon code. Get your ultimate multiple vitamin. If you do nothing else, get your ultimate multiple vitamin. That gives you the basis of your basic. Your basic vitamin, and then from there, nutritional supplement, and then from there, go to C's and B's and specialize. But they've got everything that you could possibly want. That's healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. There's a link, of course, on our site, healthmasters.com. For this weekend, HR5 is the coupon code for 5% off items that are not on sale. Do yourself a favor. Stay healthy to the extent that you can. You know, hey, you're still going to get bugs. You're still going to, you know, things are still going to creepy and crawl and get you, make you feel bad once in a while. But I got to tell you, this is a force multiplier against that. And that's healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. We got 2 minutes left, sir.
Actually, well, you know, it's funny you said that, Doug, because when I was in D.C., apparently somebody had gotten.
What's that?
I've got some audio stuff going on, Doug. Is that it? You're in on my end.
I don't hear anything. I'm good.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just continue as if I don't hear the audio stuff, but it's very annoying.
Okay.
but when I was in D.C. last week, I actually had. I actually came down with COVID from it. Somebody apparently had a shot and some viral shedding going on, or somebody had come down with COVID and was there. And I ended up having another COVID episode. And I have to say, I have to admit this, it was at least one I've had. This is my third one I've had. But the vitamins and the supplements, I didn't even miss my talk show. I never really got that sick. I started on like Saturday, and by Tuesday I was almost back to 100%. By Wednesday I was back to 100%. And this is so important that we understand that. And Doug's right. It doesn't mean you're never going to get exposed to something. These are bioweapons, for heaven's sakes. But what it means is that if you do get exposed to something, your immune system is going to be peaked out, and it's going to be doing really, really, really well. And in most cases, you're going to come back. You're going to get through all this. Now, remember, if you get a doctor in your area that'll give you a prescription for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, you'd always add that to the supplement protocol. In addition to that, keep your D3 levels up every single day. Keep your vitamin C levels up every day. Keep your potassium iodine up every single day. Keep your zinc up every single day. Because if you do that, there's a really good high probability this stuff's not going to affect you. You won't be put in the hospital and on that doggone unbelievably bad remdesivir, which has killed so many people in the last few years. Doug, what do you think?
Right on. And you've taken us right to the end of the show. Healthmasters.com, HR5, coupon code. Do it now. May God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night and have a great weekend. Good night.